Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. A right-wing militia descended on downtown Louisville today, brandishing guns and clashing with Black Lives Matter protesters in a shouting match in front of the memorial for Breonna Taylor. Kentucky Public Radio's Rylan Barton has more.
The militia group is organized by Dylan Stevens, an online personality who calls himself the Angry Viking and criticizes the Black Lives Matter movement. During a rally before the group marched on the city, Stevens warned that a civil war is coming.
It's in your backyards right now.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. They're coming to your cul-de-sac.
Sure.
They're coming to take over your businesses. They're burning things to the ground.
Unlike Black Lives Matter demonstrations throughout the summer, Louisville police officers were not present during the militia gathering. In a statement, Louisville Metro Police said that their resources were focused on Churchill Downs, where a Black Lives Matter demonstration was set to take place during the Kentucky Derby. For NPR News, I'm Rylan Barton in Louisville.
Health officials warn that if the past is any indication, this holiday weekend could bring a spike in coronavirus cases. This is Johns Hopkins University data shows 6.2 million cases with more than 188,000 deaths in the United States. NPR's Joanne Paris has more.
Typically, Labor Day marks the end of summer vacation season and is cause for celebration and travel. 2020, however, has been anything but typical, and this holiday weekend is no different. Earlier this week, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, warned that Americans should be cautious to avoid another surge in coronavirus infection rates. He told NBC's The Today Show, you don't have to look that far back to detect the pattern.
We have seen after the 4th of July, we saw after Memorial Day, a surge in cases.
Health officials suggest congregating primarily outdoors while wearing a mask and practicing social distancing as much as possible to help avoiding a significant spike in new cases. Javon Paris, NPR News.
A nationwide evictions ban is now in effect through the end of the year, ordered by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But as NPR's Chris Arnold reports, it's not automatic and there's no money behind it.
To be protected, renters need to sign a declaration and send it to their landlord. You can search for the details at cdc.gov. Getting help from a legal aid attorney is a good idea. Also, landlords say the ban isn't fair because it doesn't provide any money to cover the lost rent. Greg Brown is with the National Apartment Association.
This is an incomplete solution. And my members worry greatly about what the damage that they're going to sustain and what damage that industry will sustain from this.
Housing advocates, too, want Congress to come up with money for a rental assistance plan. Otherwise, when the temporary ban is over, they say millions of people will be evicted anyway because they can't afford all the missed rent payments. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Bad weather has officials in Japan suspending the search for the crew whose ship was carrying, which was carrying some 6,000 cows, capsized earlier this week in the East China Sea. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports a second typhoon is lashing the area, and authorities say they will resume their search once the weather clears.
The Gulf Livestock One carried a crew of 43, and most were Filipinos. The Japanese Coast Guard has plucked two survivors from the storm-tossed waters, the latest on Friday. A third man was discovered unconscious and pronounced dead. The ship went missing after making a distress call Wednesday near Japan's southern islands. That night, rescuers spotted a seaman bobbing in a life jacket, a chief officer, who told them that the ship had been hit by a wave and capsized. Back-to-back typhoons have pounded the area of the sinking, pulling patrol boats, divers, and planes back from the search. The carcasses of dozens of cows that were being transported to China were seen floating in the water. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.
An outbreak of crop-eating locusts has hit some southern African countries already facing food insecurity. The United Nations says they're not related, though, to the swarm that has affected East Africa for months. The southern African swarms, though, are smaller than the others in the area. The United Nations says it's hitting an area where some 7 million people are facing food insecurity. Authorities have launched pesticide spraying programs, but the effort has been limited because of ecological concerns. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.